It's our buddy, TC, Top Karen. How you doing, TC?
Good. How are we doing, boys?
What do you think of your new primetime slot? 5 o'clock? Or we got an extra hour of the show, so we're like, hey, let's give TC a little primetime.
So it's happy hour? Do we get, like, people and drinks? What do we got?
Well, we got pizza going here, so we have that in studio.
That's not bad.
No, you probably had enough drinks over the weekend at that Pearl Jam show, I take it.
I can't comment on anything that happened off the air.
How cool, though, is it having bands playing Fenway? Has the luster worn off that since the very first couple of them?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's still an experience. Yeah, I was down on the field, and a couple of times we turned around just to look at the back, you know, the facade of Fenway Park, and you're like, this is so cool to be out here on a summer night listening to Pearl Jam. No, I think it's still special. I think, you know, they have more of them now. They, you know, 8 or 10 this year, but still not so many that I think you get over it. I think it's a great place to see a show.
What was crazier, TC, the Pearl Jam show or your kids' show at the Burger Bar?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I heard the Burger Bar was rocking, so I've seen some videos. I wasn't at the Burger Bar. We're gonna have to get up there after the baseball season and see Funhouse live, but sounded like they rocked it. So I think they'll be back there soon, which will be cool.
You have rich friends. Ask Pearl Jam to play for like your next birthday or something like that.
Well, you know, Jack came down. My son came down for the Pearl Jam show, and we were talking with a couple of the managers after. I'm like, yeah, you need an opening act or anything.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Pearl Jam and Funhouse live at Fenway. Someday Pearl Jam will be opening for your son.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Oh, that sounds perfect.
TC, let's move to the Red Sox now. Sox and Braves, is this series exciting to you from a Red Sox standpoint? I'm actually very excited about this series, but it's all about the Braves' young talent for me. Am I looking at it wrong?
No, I mean, the Braves are so much fun to watch. You know, Acuña is doing amazing things. The leadoff spot as a 20-year-old. They're a good team. I mean, every now and then you got to put a little perspective on it. They're in first place and they'd be 17 games behind the Red Sox. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous what's happening in the rest of baseball. But this is good. I mean, after kind of, I said the other night, they've been sleepwalking for a couple of weeks here. So yesterday was a good win against a good team. You got two more in Atlanta. You're home this weekend against the Houston Astros, the world champs who are in first place. It's a big week. I think this is a week where you have to sort of jumpstart and get going, and so far they've been doing okay.
How do you like the expansion? And by the way, are we going to see any of these guys make a difference when it comes to playoff time?
Well, I don't know how many factor into the playoffs. What you did see a difference is like Sunday when they got blown out 8-0, you didn't have to dip into your valuable relievers, right? You could have Cuevas and Pointer and Scott. These guys could come in and take up the innings, which allows you to keep the guys you need for the tight games. You know, Brandon Phillips got called up today, which is interesting. I don't know that he really can factor in with Kinsler here and the possibility outside, though, it is of Pedroia coming back. Devers is back. I would think he's on the playoff roster. I don't think there'll be any huge surprises. They get a lot of depth, and barring a bunch of injuries, I don't think any of those guys play in October.
Have you heard anything about the Devers situation? That struck me as odd. They were not bringing him up.
Well, they wanted to get as many games down there as he could, and the season ended yesterday, so now he's back. But I did think it was interesting when Alex Cora said, you know, we got to go with our best players. And, you know, 21 errors. I mean, still a third of their errors this season, and he hasn't been around the whole season. So, you know, Nunez has done a really nice job over at third base, and he's hitting the ball really well. I think if you were going to start the playoffs today, I think Nunez would be your third baseman. I think Devers would be on the bench.
Ooh.
Wow. Could you say that Devers has been a disappointment then? I understand at 20 years old, maybe you don't look at it that way, but from a performance standpoint, the Red Sox were what? Like, they're like fourth from the bottom in terms of production at third base. At some point, you do have to look at it that way.
I think it was a disappointing second year. And, you know, we saw what he could do at the end of last year. I think Andrew Benintendi went through this for the better part of his second year. We know Jackie Bradley Jr. did. I think this happens a lot, especially the younger you are, the more likely it is to happen. Yeah, I've said this a million times, youngest player, he'd be younger than anybody in Pawtucket, anybody in Portland. And I was saying this to one of the baseball operations guys, Ben Crockett, the other day, and he said he'd be the second youngest in single A Salem.
Ooh, geez.
I mean, so this is, you know, we're talking about a guy who would probably have two more years in the minors, but he can hit major league pitching now. So I think you just try to work with the defense and bring it along. I think he'll get better. You know, Xander Bogaerts wasn't a great defensive shortstop when he first came up, and he's gotten very good over time. I think they believe that can happen with Devers, and they believe the bat is already there.
What's going on with Sale? I guess he's not going to be a closer. He'll be the opener or whatever you want to call that. What the hell is that? What's going on?
Well, it's just that they don't have any minor league rehab time left, right? Minor league seasons are over. So he's got to do something to stretch out. So it's basically he's going to make a start and go 2-3 innings. They're mainly joking about him being the opener. Chris Sale told Alex Cora, you got to tell everybody I'm the opener. But it's not what Tampa Bay was doing with relievers. It's just a case of he'll get a start, go 2-3 innings, you know, 40, 50 pitches, and then start adding 15 pitches each start after that so that by the end of the season he's fully stretched out.
TC, is that hard, though? I think conceptually it sounds right. You know, it sounds logical for the reasons you just laid out, but I also think about it. If I were watching Chris Sale pitch in an All-Star game and I said, hey, you've got two innings, he tried to throw 104 miles an hour. Does he have the same mindset here, knowing, look, I'm only throwing two innings, I'm going all out, and is that the best thing for him?
No, I don't think he will go all out. I don't think he will look at that as sort of airing everything out. I think he'll approach it like a normal start, knowing that they're going to keep him on a short pitch count. I think he's going to pitch like he normally would as a starter, knowing that this is all part of the process to get him stretched out.
Tom, what about David Price? I mean, it was an ugly line drive, and you could see the big welt on his hand right or his wrist right after it. How's he doing?
He's fine. He's going to start Friday, it looks like, against Houston. They didn't, you know, he said he was ready to go tomorrow, but they didn't want him to swing a bat and torque his wrist that way. So they're going to wait for Friday against the Astros, and assuming everything's good to go, he should be fine.
All right, I got a general baseball question, and I was going to ask Rich and Brady a little bit later on. Rule 6.02C7.
Wow.
Do you know what that one is? It's when veteran umpire Joe West confiscated a card from the Phillies reliever Austin Davis because he had information on the card on how you want to pitch the batters. Outfielders have cards on where they're going to be positioned. This was illegal? All of a sudden, this is illegal?
It's illegal for the pitcher. You can't have any illegal objects on the mound. Yeah, you could take that index card and scuff the baseball. That'd be an unfair advantage for the pitcher. Put a little paper clip on the end of that note card and start digging at the seams of the baseball. And then go back to the old Gaylord Perry days.
Yeah, there you go. No, but the outfielders do it. I'm surprised that they made such a stink about that.
Yeah, and baseball backed him up. Baseball backed Joe West up yesterday. Alex Cora was asked yesterday, and he said, yeah, we've been told pitchers can't take it out to the mound. Everybody else can because they don't have the ball. And that's really what it's about. Everybody else who does it sort of has that ball in their hand and does their thing. The pitcher has so much time with the baseball that's just they don't want any illegal or unexpected objects on the mound because of the slippery slope it can create.
Well, since the batter's not allowed to take a peek at the catcher, I think the catcher should wear something on his chest protector that says, pitch him inside or pitch him low and outside or something.
Well,
they
do give signs. You're aware of that, right, Arnie? They developed this whole new system where the catcher uses a series of finger signs to call for the pitch.
How important was Erod's performance? I mean,
that was incredible.
Yeah.
And that was truly incredible. Yeah. Striking out 10 of the first 12, I've never seen anything like it.
Tom Karen of Red Sox Insider at Nesson will hear with us on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. What do you think about the end of the season schedule for the Sox? Both the Sox and Yankees had much easier August, but September is actually pretty challenging.
Yeah, it is. You know, they got this series, they got the Astros, they got the Yankees twice, and they got the Indians. I think it's good. You know what I mean? They're going to wrap up this division, but knowing you're going out there testing yourself against teams you might see in the playoffs, I think it's good. Otherwise, it'd be too easy to sleepwalk through this month. So I like the fact that they've got tougher opponents coming up.
All right, TC, less than a month ago, we're within the final 23, 24 games. So down the stretch we come. It should be exciting. Always appreciate it, my friend. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Tom.
Karen, TC.